Hey, this is John Lee Dumas of the award-winning podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and you're listening to the Excelsior Journeys with George Soroy. Prepare to ignite.
So would you say that that's kind of like the lightning bolt moment for
you? And that's
why
I taught myself how to draw, was actually the Little Mermaid, drawing stills of Ariel.
I've got better things to do tonight than die.
Sylvester jumped out of his chair and said, who the F is this?
I remember walking out of the theater with him saying, I'm going to write Halloween.
I'm rather impressed with your research. Rarely do people ask me about Children in the Corn.
It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it. You know, throw some spaghetti against a wall. See if it sticks.
This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward.
Welcome back to Excelsior Journeys, part of the Once Upon a Podcast Network. This is George Soroy, and thank you so much for being here. And this week, we're doing an Ask Me Anything episode. And thankfully, several people stepped up and provided some really good material for us to discuss this time around. And before we dive into the questions, just a quick note of maybe a little bit of vague booking on my part, and just excuse me for not providing as much information about this, but I was given a very, very flattering opportunity that I really just could not pass up, and I'm really looking forward to doing what I'm doing, but at the same time, I'm not yet at the liberty of announcing it yet, but again, I'm really excited about it, therefore I had to just indulge myself with just a little bit of vague booking or vague posting or whatever this one is, a vague talking, I guess. So I am just really excited for what the future holds for Excelsior Journeys, for the Once Upon a Podcast Network, and for myself as everything else that I am doing. I am currently in the process of starting up another audiobook. I'm really excited to be the narrator for Bethany DeVore's book, All From Dreams, which leads me into the first question that I got from the Tales from the Fandom podcast, asking, what would your advice be to someone looking to get into audiobook narration or voice acting? And that's, for me, I had a very interesting journey to that because I got into it simply because I lost my job in 2015 and I was thinking about what I wanted to do. And all of a sudden I came across this amazing documentary called I Know That Voice. And it's a documentary led by John DiMaggio, who is the voice actor behind Bender from Futurama, as well as many, many other voices that are out there. He's one of the most prolific voice actors out there these days. And he put together this really great documentary that kind of pulls back the curtain on all of these amazing voice actors and really allows you to get to know them, get to know their journeys. And that really gave me an idea that maybe this would be something that I should pursue. It's always been something that I love doing, and I already have the theater background, so why not? And the rest is history. I was able to put together a Kickstarter campaign asking my friends and fellow authors that to allow me to narrate 500 words of their text for $10 or 1,000 words for $20. And through that, I was able to build up enough to pay for my voice lessons and worked with a great teacher, Jim Singer, over at Clayton Studios here in St. Louis. And the rest is pretty much history from there because right after I recorded my demos, I started a new job. So I was able to give myself a good steady living and I was really happy with how everything came together. I was even able to do some in-house narration for different PowerPoint presentations at my job. And eventually I decided to take the plunge and try audiobook narrating, and I tried it by narrating my own book. My publisher at the time, she gave me the green light to give it a try, and I went ahead and narrated chapter one. She loved it. She wanted me to keep going. I went ahead and finished it, and as soon as I finished it, I felt like I'd really caught the bug for doing it. And so I reached out to other people to let me narrate their books. I did a royalty share setup on ACX for a period of time and eventually wound up moving into getting paid up front. And it's been over 15 books later. dealing in multiple genres and some really great opportunities and working with some amazing authors. And I got to finish two this year already, two long-term projects. Both of them have taken quite a while, a lot longer than the typical audiobook, but it was worth it. It was worth it to finish these up, and I was so pleased with the results. And now I'm working on one for Bethany DeVore, and I'm really excited about that one too. And there are more that are in the works. So the main thing that I would have to say is if you want to break into that, definitely get yourself an account on acx.com so you can listen to other people's samples and maybe go ahead and start recording your own. If you have a podcast, then it's very likely that you have a really good microphone. So go ahead and give that a shot. See how you do. Maybe narrate like a few paragraphs worth of a book. If you want to dive into fiction, then try some different voices, different inflections. Give it a shot. See what happens. And as long as you're comfortable behind the mic, then everything will be open to you. I got a really good one from the Streaming Wasteland podcast, simply asking, how do you find time for it all? And that is when they say for it all, that's the writing, it's the audiobook narrating, it's the podcasting, it's the voice acting. And to be honest, I really don't have time for it all. I do what I can, but at the same time, it can be trying to get all of this into a workable schedule. The best thing that you can do is just make sure that you're allowing yourself the time to be there for your family, and don't try to do everything all at once. Just allow yourself the opportunity to get a little bit done at a time. I've found that it works best when I basically just kind of break down in writing all the different things that I want to accomplish. I make lists. My mother really got me into making lists, and I try to keep up with those lists as much as possible. We all have the same 24 hours, and what really matters is how you fill that time. A lot of times I will feel very unproductive and I'll be very down on myself, but you have to avoid that. You have to not be down on yourself all the time. When you have different projects, when you have different things that you want to do, then yeah, it can be very easy to get overwhelmed. That's kind of what I'm feeling right now. But at the same time, I love all the different things that I do, and I try to make the most of the time that I have to do them. So when it comes to the audiobook narrating, I'm doing those, say, after dinner for at least an hour or so, depending on how much time I have to do that. Usually I'll have an hour, sometimes a little bit more. When I'm doing the podcasts, I am taking the weekend before the first Tuesday of each month, and that is when I'm doing all my interviews at once. And that winds up working out. And it becomes a lot of fun really kind of doing that, just having one right after the other and then the one right after that. It's a blast doing that. My writing has kind of stalled a little bit as of late, but at the same time, I am really thrilled that next year, From Parts Unknown is going to be going into production. It's coming back, and it's coming back in a huge, huge way. And I am so proud with how far it's already gone. And I'm really excited for what's to come of that story. And when it comes to the voice acting, I haven't really been able to do that as much. But at the same time, it is something that I plan on doing. I would love to kind of add to my own portfolio and maybe get some book trailer text under my belt. We'll see what happens. And I've put the word out there to other authors that is something that I want to do. And if something comes of that, fantastic, because I need to fill up that portfolio. I got a really good question from Gary Jones, the founder of Divergent Comics, who asked, what's some tips to get a good script for an audio drama? Excellent question. And this one is, for me, my own experience dealing with audio drama scripts, the it factor is that it's coming from something that I've already written. And so when I did the script for Excelsior, the audio journey, I thankfully had my novel as my source. And what was really interesting about that was the fact that I had a very small window of time to work with. I only had an hour's worth of airtime to work with. Thankfully, we were able to expand it to 2 hours. But at the same time, this we're talking about the story that takes 7 hours and change to hear as an audiobook. And so I had to take that story and condense it into something that would be 2 hours long, that had a beginning, middle, and end, and had the full story. So the main thing that I needed to do, and this is something that I truly, truly recommend that any author does, is figure out what works for the medium that I'm working in. So when people say that they want to get their books put up on the big screen, but they don't want to compromise anything, they don't want to take anything out because every single scene is sacred, it's not going to work. If you're doing a miniseries, that's one thing. But more often than not, you're not going to have control over what it is that's out there on the big screen. You have to figure out what works for that medium. There were a lot of scenes that were in Excelsior that would not fit. There was no place for them. And a lot of it was very visual. And I had to figure out how to translate that into something that's purely audio. All that the people would have that were experiencing this were the voices of the actors, the music, and the sound effects. That's it. You have to remember what you have. You have to remember your limitations, and you have to cater to those limitations. And more often than not, those limitations are going to result in some wonderfully creative work that you're going to put out there. And that's what wound up happening with Excelsior, the audio drama. And that's what happened with Excelsior, the audio journey. Because I had to not only take a lot of scenes and condense them, I had to create new scenes that would convey the same message that are just handled in a different way in the book. And it was a wonderful, wonderful experience being able to do that. And it was something that I am holding on to as I adapt Ever Upward, because Ever Upward is going to be a bigger story and it's going to be more epic. So one of the things that I felt that I had to do this time around was add a narrator. And that's what we're going to have with Elder Clyera. I knew that Molly Rock was coming back for the big scene that Elder Clyera has in the second half of the book, Ever Upward, Part 2 in the Excelsior Journey. I just loved the work that she did so much that it felt right to try to get as much as possible in there. So she became a narrator. It's her voice that starts up this second story. And I am so looking forward to not only her performance, but the performance of everyone else who is involved with Ever Upward, because Excelsior, the audio journey, was one of the most fulfilling experiences I've ever had in my life. And the fact that I get to do it again, working with these amazing people, that's just a beautiful thing. And so I hope that that helped, Gary. The main thing that I would just say, just reiterate, is make sure that you are catering to the limitations of the medium and have fun doing it, because that's what this is all about. It's all about having fun. And another question that I got to kind of wrap up this AMA episode was a very simple one. Tell us a little bit about the Once Upon a Podcast Network. And a few people asked about this, and I'm really glad they did, because I am very, very proud of how far the Once Upon a Podcast Network has come. This phase one of the network has been a great way to just kind of get a feel for what it is to run a podcast network and working with different people who are involved. It's been a really fun first year of the network. And the great thing about it is that we were always talking about expanding our reach and really bringing in more shows to the network, whether they're already established shows or if they're ideas that other people have for shows that they would like to pitch to us. We've gotten that already. And there are some couple of established shows that are going to be coming in. We've had a couple of pitches for some other shows, brand new shows. And it all fits the same model that we have always had in mind. A creative group of shows for creatives by creatives. And I got some ideas, and the rest of our team, we have ideas for other shows as well. It's a whole new feel for me to really run a podcast network, but at the same time, I'm just very lucky to be working with some amazing people. And I hope that you all continue to listen to all of these shows. So I'll go ahead and wrap up this episode right now. For everyone involved with the Once Upon a Podcast Network, I want to say thank you all for bringing your shows to this network. I'm really looking forward to seeing what the future will bring for all of us. This is George Soroy saying to all of you, ever upward, and I will see you next week. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Excelsior Journeys. I hope it was both inspiring and entertaining. Special thanks to Zach Comtois for providing new music for the intro and outro. Please take a moment to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends and subscribe to your platform of choice by going to hesgotit.com/podcasts. While there, you can also fill out the application to be a guest, inquire about sponsorship opportunities, and click on the Buy Me a Coffee link if you wish to give your support to the show. All interaction is very much appreciated. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for the show, please direct it to george@hesgotit.com.